Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, September 6th, 2019. On this day in 1997, the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales, took place in London. Well over a million people lined the streets, and 2.5 billion watched from around the world on television. Beginning next summer, there will again be a bus line through Alt-Rudow. The Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe confirmed this to the Neukölln district office. More than 4 years ago, the 171 line was moved in the course of the construction of new roads. Since then, the street Alt-Rudow is no longer frequented by a bus. In connection with the opening of BER, the BVG is currently revising the bus concept for Rudow and the surrounding municipalities. As part of this, a bus line is scheduled to run through Alt-Rudow from the end of the 2020 summer holidays, although it is still unclear exactly which one it will be. Today, Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller, is planning to meet Tehran's mayor, Peruz Hanacı, in the Rotes Rathaus. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, according to an appointment announcement on Mueller's official website, the Iranian will also sign the city's guestbook. The press is invited in order to take photos, but a press conference with the possibility of asking critical questions is not planned. Representatives of the Jewish Community Berlin and the American Jewish Community Berlin, as well as politicians of the CDU, FDP, AfD, and Greens, strongly criticized the reception on Wednesday, including the photo session. Remco Limhuis of the American Jewish Committee Berlin stated, quote, "This sends a fatal signal to all those who are active against anti-Semitism in this country on a daily basis." According to information from the Iranian news agency ISNA, which is close to the regime, the mayor of Tehran was a member of the Revolutionary Guards. They are responsible for fighting opposing political groups, and their special unit, the Al-Quds Brigade, spy abroad and identify potential targets for wartime attacks. In January of 2018, the Federal Criminal Police Office searched the premises of 10 suspected agents in Berlin and three other federal states for allegedly spying on Israeli and Jewish institutions. Hanacı's participation in the anti-Semitic Al-Quds March in Tehran in May of this year is documented with photos. The Al-Quds March was initiated by the Iranian regime in 1979, calling for the, quote, liberation of Jerusalem. Anti-Semitic chants prevail at this demonstration, which also takes place in Berlin every year, with hundreds or even thousands of participants. Many Berliners feel disturbed by the high number of tourists in their neighborhoods. The left is also referring to these feelings with a fundamental criticism of the city's tourism marketing. Katalin Genberg, spokeswoman for urban development and tourism policy for the left-wing parliamentary group in the House of Representatives, demands that no more tax money be spent on attracting visitors to the city, thus triggering climate-damaging long-haul flights. Genberg said that, quote, "Growth is preached as if there were no climate catastrophe, no displacement of small shops and daycare centers from the neighborhoods by massive commercialization," adding that people from Berlin are feeling like guests in their own city. Per reporting in the Morgenpost, all this is related to the, quote, "devastation in the housing sector caused by the rental of holiday homes via platforms such as Airbnb and company." Genberg stated this on the occasion of the Tages des Tourismus, or Tourism Day, a meeting of industry representatives. She said that the money for marketing should rather be spent on a noticeable quality of life in neighborhoods. Since 2012, 70 million euros of taxpayers' money has been invested in tourism marketing, primarily by the state-owned company Visit Berlin, which, according to Genberg, wants to, quote, "convert Berlin into Disneyland." Ramona Popp of the Greens, the economics senator responsible for tourism, was surprised by the coalition partner's attack. On Wednesday, on the sidelines of Tourism Day, she described Genberg's remarks as a, quote, individual opinion. In the ongoing deliberations on the budget, the left-wing group has not yet requested the cancellation of the Visit Berlin subsidy. Visit Berlin boss Burkhard Kieker stressed that the role of the state company had changed in recent years, stating, quote, "We are no longer only destination marketing, but also destination management." Visit Berlin is responsible for positioning the Berlin brand in order to attract quality tourism to the city. Kieker's main focus is on participants at trade fairs and conventions, as well as visitors who come to the capital for its cultural offerings. Berlin's number of visitors, but also its population, has been rising for years. For many residents, this gives the impression that it is mainly guests who are responsible for noise levels and pollution. Together with Visit Berlin, the Economic Administration published figures for the first time on Wednesday that refute this impression. On three weekends in May, Visit Berlin, in cooperation with the FU Berlin, interviewed 1,300 people at six lively locations: Admiralsbrücke, Alexanderplatz, Boxhagener Kiez, Mauerpark, and Reuter und Rangelkiez. According to the survey, 73% of the crowd were from Berlin. Tourists were found to be 26%, and 1% of the respondents did not provide any information. Especially Alexanderplatz, Boxhagener Kiez, and Mauerpark are popular with tourists. About 1 in 3 respondents was a guest in Berlin. At Admiralsbrücke and in the Reuter Kiez, more than 80% were locals. Kieker said that there is a pronounced intra-Berlin tourism. With regard to residents' complaints, he stressed, quote, "In a city like Berlin with growing pains, we have to make sure that we don't unload every problem on our visitors." The CDU is calling for an immigration stop for Berlin. Christian Graf, spokesman for housing policy, said that Berlin was full and cannot cope with further arrivals, stating, quote, "We must say to those who come here, don't make false expectations. We don't have the infrastructure, and you can't move here." Graf accuses the Red-Red-Green Senate of not creating enough daycare places, employing sufficient teaching staff, or remedying deficiencies in the transport infrastructure. He continued that Berlin must cooperate with Brandenburg and ensure that people in surrounding areas remain there or that others move there instead of into Berlin proper. The federal government is also called upon to do more for Brandenburg's remote regions. In addition, he said the Senate should discuss with the federal government how immigration can also be controlled nationwide. He also wants to clarify how realistic the freedom of movement anchored in the basic law still is. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.